Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to enjoy music by Jean Moutin, Giuseppe Verdi, and one of Johann Sebastian Bach's children, Johann Christian Bach, and his Gloria in Excelsis. The group known as Capella Pretensis, conducted by Stratton Bull, opened the program with a classic motet by Jean Moutin. His years were 1459 to 1522. It was a musical canon in 8 parts and one that is a real challenge even for the best choirs. Moutin was a French composer of the Renaissance and a teacher of Adrien Willard, and it is said that he was a student of Josquin du Pré. The previous song lauds the Virgin Mary, as does this next piece by Verdi, the Laudi al Vergine Maria. In this case, it is written for women's voices and is performed by the National Vorigen Jungchor. They are from the Netherlands. The women's ensemble Vrouwen Jongkoor of the Netherlands has expressed the music of Giuseppe Verdi, the Laudi alla Vergine Maria, Virgin Mother, daughter of your Son, more humble and exalted. Please stay tuned for our featured work on Going Beyond Words, the Gloria in G Major by Johann Sebastian Bach's 11th Surviving Child. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art now in its 25th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. Johann Christian Bach, born in 1735, was a composer of the classical era, the 11th surviving child, and the youngest son of Johann Sebastian Bach. He is sometimes referred to as the London Bach or English Bach due to his time spent living in the British capital. He is noted for influencing the concerto style of Mozart. Although he received teaching from his father, he worked and lived with his second oldest half-brother, Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, who was 21 years his senior and considered at the time to be the most musically gifted of Bach's sons. Johann Christian Bach moved to Milan and was employed for 8 years, where he was obliged to compose sacred works for the cathedral. It was during this time he composed his Gloria in G Major. It is surprising the role that was given to the orchestra in this Gloria in G Major. Many parts of this Gloria have double themes. This was one of several sacred works that were played in a Swiss monastery during the course of the 18th century and were considered masterpieces in the early years of Johann Christian's career. Valerie Gabel is the soprano, Barbara Hutzel, alto, Luis Valamayo, tenor, with Stephen McLeod, bass. You will hear the chamber choir of Namur and the orchestra of Le Grément. The conductor is Wieland Kuijken.
Yeah. Jesu Christus. Thank you. Tu solus,
You have just heard the Gloria in G major by Johann Christian Bach. You enjoyed the soloists, the chamber choir of Namur, and the orchestra Le Regiment. The conductor was Wieland Kuijken, and you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Gloria by Johann Christian Bach, and I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to continue our pilgrimage of works for the voice and choir. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2018.